when you came into the worship service, you probably receive this newsletter.
今天早上大家来敬拜的时候，在大厅里可能已经收到了这一封简讯。
Over the past few months, the JMC councils have worked very hard to plan ministries for the coming September.
在过去的几个月里，教会的同工们都在商量如何九月份以及秋天办好儿童和青少年施工的活动。
This newsletter provides the parents what ministry will be available for their children and their youth in this coming fall.
这一封这一个简讯呢，大家可以看到，就是为了让家长们更好的了解孩子可以参加很多的施工。
It also invites us as a church to participate in the JMC ministry.
这也是邀请我们教会作为一个整体来参与这个儿童与青少年部的活动和施工。
We're not becoming a church that where we just drop kids off and then pick them up after.
我们不是这样一个教会，就是说我们每个主日来放下孩子走了，然后接起孩子来，然后再敬拜完接孩子。
We are becoming a church that takes turning children and youth into fully devoted followers of Jesus seriously.
我们正在打造这样一间教会，在这个教会里，我们希望。 儿童和青少年可以被培养成为属神跟随耶稣基督的领袖门徒。And
that means families are to get involved one way or another.
这就意味着我们需要作为一个家庭来参与。I
hope you will take time to read this newsletter and pray.
我希望大家可以来读这一封简讯，然后呢，来祷告。Where
has God put my heart in serving at this ministry?
神对我的旨意是什么? 神想让我在这方面做什么?
And I would like to also ask you to pray as we have put our youth pastor and children pastor job postings online in many places.
我也邀请大家为我们这个招募儿童和青少年牧者的这个职位来祷告。
And lastly, I would encourage you to put this in the hands of someone who doesn't go to our church.
最后呢，我也邀请大家，大家可以把这一封这个信息分享出去，分享给不来教会的人。Especially
those who have not known Christ, invite them to bring their kids to our church.
尤其是那一些还没有认识主耶稣基督的人，然后邀请他们把孩子带到我们教会。Let's
pray together.
我们一起祷告。Lord,
we want to hear your voice. Your still small voice. We trust that your word is living and it speaks to us. So we're ready to hear your voice. We're so blessed to have a beautiful choir today that led us into the Holy of Holies, to lead us to worship you. What a wonderful job they have done. Thank you. Thank you that Jesus led the way and took us into the Holy of Holies, where we are face to face with you, never to leave again. Thank you for embracing us, loving us, and speaking to us. We are hearing you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Perhaps some of you have heard this English phrase before. It says, the face that launch a thousand ships.
或许大家听过这样一个俗话，说是有一个美丽的面容。
In Goryu, there is a few phrases that are similar.
是的，就是在我们中文里面也有很多一些词语来形容这样的。庆国庆城有一个
phrase, is explained by this: 北方有家人，卓氏。 二独立，独立，一股庆庆人城，再股庆人国。 The other verse that says something similar is 成语诺言，成语诺言。 Yan, 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 Yan. All right, okay, I'm trying. Both means that someone will give up a lot to pursue someone who is beautiful.
这两个成语都是形容一个人美貌到一个地步，然后以很多人愿意为了这个美貌美丽美人而牺牲很多。
The English word for the face is actually referring to someone in a story told by the Greek philosopher Homer.
在英语词汇的这个face 这个面容其实它来自于一个荷马史诗中的神话。
The Greek gods were having a party.
希腊众神正在搞一个派对。
And Eris, the goddess of strife, took an apple, a golden apple, and put it in front of everybody.
然后这个纷争女神厄里斯就拿了一个金苹果，摆到个人面前。
Eris asked, "This apple be given to the most beautiful goddess in the room."
厄里斯就说，你看我这个金苹果是要给到这里面我们这当中最美的。
They could not decide, so they had finally picked three goddesses.
众神不能够决定，所以说最后呢，他们选出了三个。
Hera, Aphrodite, and Athena.
分别是赫拉、阿弗罗狄忒，还有雅典娜。
No one dared to judge who is the winner.
当在座的众神不能够不能够决定谁是应该胜出。
So they ask a mortal person, a human being, to choose.
所以呢，他们就问了一个会死的人类，然后让他来选。
The apple was given to a young man by the name of Paris.
这个金苹果呢，然后就给到了帕里斯。
And the three goddesses tried to bribe Paris to choose them.
这三个女神呢，就开始就是来贿赂帕里斯，说要选帕里斯选他们。
Hera says, "If you pick me, I will give you all the riches in the world."
众神之女王赫拉就说，如果你选我，我就把所有财富给你。
Athena says, "If you give it to me, I'll give you all the wisdom in the world."
智慧女神雅典娜她就说，如果你选择我，我就给你无上的智慧。
Aphrodite says, "If you give it to me, I will give you the most beautiful woman in the world."
阿弗罗狄忒她说，也是爱情女神。她说，如果你选我，我就把全世界最美的女人给你。
Well, Paris, of course, picked Aphrodite because he wanted the most beautiful woman in the world.
当然了，这个人类帕里斯就选择了阿弗罗狄忒的这个建议，他就说他就想要。最美的女人。
There was one problem.
但有一个问题。
The most beautiful woman in the world is Helen.
但有一个问题，就是说当时呢，世界最美的这个女人叫海伦。
And she was married to a king of Sparta.
但她可是个有夫之妇，然后她当时已经嫁给了斯巴达国王。
Paris went to Sparta and was welcomed by the king.
帕里斯就去到了斯巴达这个王国，然后并且受到了国王的接待。
But the king had to go on business, so he left Paris at his home.
当时国王要有出国访问，所以说呢，他就把帕里斯留在了王宫。
It was there that Paris stole Helen and took her to Troy.
就是在那里，帕里斯偷走了。这个海伦，并且把海伦带到了特洛伊。
And when the king found out, he was really angry.
当国王发现这个事情，他非常的生气。
And so he decided to launch 1,000 ships to attack Troy.
所以他就决定要发动几千艘战船来攻击特洛伊。
It took him 10 years, and he still could not defeat Troy.
当时花了十年。他还是不能够打败。
But he managed to get Helen back.
但是最后呢，他把海伦夺了回来。
The face that launched 1,000 ships, that's where the phrase comes from.
这就是我刚才我们说的这个 俗话，就是这个美丽的面貌 发动了千艘战船。
A woman is so beautiful that a king would launch 1,000 ships to get her back.
一个女人是如此的美丽，一个国王愿意发动上千艘战船来夺回她。
All the soldiers.
所有的士兵。
All the fighting.
所有的征战。
All the resources.
资源。
To get one woman back.
为了夺回一个美丽的女人。
Was she worth it?
他值吗?
The king would say yes.
国王说值。
I often tell young people who are single in the church.
我经常对咱们教会的年轻人说啊。
To save money when you're young.
在你年轻的时候赶快攒些钱。
Because when you are in love, something very strange is going to happen.
因为当你坠入爱河的时候，就会有一个奇怪的事情发生。
You will keep buying things.
你就会开始买东西。
You will spend money on things that you have no idea why you would buy.
你就会开始花钱，买那些你可能之前从来不会想买的东西。
Because someone more valuable than money has arrived, isn't it?
因为你觉得生命中有一个人，这个人他比你的钱要重要。
Now everyone differs on what is valuable, right?
大家可能对所值得的东西是理解不同。
How much would you pay for this painting?
大家看这幅图画，你会花多少钱来买这幅画？
Someone in 1967 painted a blue line, red line, blue line.
在1967年，有一个人画了这样一幅画，就是垂直的黑线，然后夹着红线，然后黑线。
March 1990，
蓝线 ，sorry， 在1990年的三月。
The National Gallery of Canada paid $1.8 million for that painting。
加拿大国家艺术院花了180万的加币来买这幅画。
Today would be $50 million。
放到今天应该是5000万的价值。
Most of you probably go, I can paint that.
有很多人可能会说，我都能画这个。
Why would it be worth $50 million?
它为什么会值五千万呢？
But for someone it does.
但是就有人说它值。
When someone sees this, like me, would be like, what is that?
对，如果有人我们看了之后，可能会觉得嗤之以鼻。
But somebody else sees this and would pay much more money for it than I will ever pay.
但是有的人就会出我想象不到的价格。
Because in their eyes, that painting is worthy.
因为在他们的眼中，这幅画值得。
What would you sacrifice for God, who is worthy of worship?
那么对于我们这位值得配得敬拜的神，我们会献上什么？
Oh, sorry. At the foot of Mount Sinai, God forms a covenant relationship with Israel.
在西乃山的脚下，上帝与以色列人立了个约。
God says, "Do you want me to be your God?"
上帝说，你希望我们做你，我做你们的神吗？
And Israel says, "Yes, we want you to be our God."
以色列百姓说：“是的，我们愿意。”
And so through blood, they formed this bond, this covenant bond together.
所以通过血，他们立了这么样一个约。
And then God shared a meal with the leaders of Israel.
然后上帝就和以色列的领袖们吃了顿饭。
And now it's time for Moses to go up the mountain, meet with God, and get the stone tablets, the law that governs this relationship.
并且呢，他指示摩西要上到西乃山来取来律法和石板，然后来守护这个约。
Exodus chapter 24 says, Moses went up the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of God settled on Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days. And the seventh day he called Moses from the cloud. The appearance of the Lord's glory to the Israelite was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. Moses entered the cloud as he went up to the mountain, and he remained there for 40 days and 40 nights.
在经文出埃及记24章中这样说道，15节，摩西上了山，密云遮盖着整座山，耶和华的荣耀停留在西奈山上，密云遮盖了六天，第七天，耶和华在云中召唤摩西，在以色列人眼中，耶和华的荣耀在山上好像烈火，摩西上到山上，走进云中，在那里停留了40昼夜。
The cloud and the fire means God is now present on the mountain.
密云和烈火显示着耶和华在西乃山上。
Moses had to wait for a little bit before God calls him to come and get the stone tablets.
摩西等待了一点时间，然后耶和华招呼摩西。
And when Moses met with God, God says to him in verse 25, in chapter 25, verse 1, he says, Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. You are to take my offering from everyone who is willing to give.
当耶和华神见到摩西，他说，对摩西说，你去告诉以色列百姓，要献礼物给我，你们要为我收下所有甘愿献上的礼物。
And they gave him, God says, if they are willing to give me, then I am to receive gold, silver, bronze, yarn, goat hair, leather, wood, acacia wood, oil for light, spices for oil and fragrant incense, and gemstones.
对，如果以色列百姓愿意的话，你们要收取这以下的这些东西：金、银、铜、蓝、紫、朱红色的线、细麻和山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、精制皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油的香和香料。
They are to use these things to make a sanctuary for God.
他们要用这些东西来为上帝来建造一座圣所。
So that God can travel with the people in the wilderness.
所以上帝的荣耀可以在以色列百姓中间和他们同在同行。
Notice all these things were expensive.
大家发现没有，这所有的这一些要百姓献上的东西都很昂贵。
Probably taken from Egyptians.
很有可能是从埃及拿的。
You think about it, you're in the desert and you have nothing.
大家想一想，置身于沙漠，你什么都没有。
And you have to travel through different countries to get to the promised land.
你要经过很多的国家和领地来才能到达应许之地。
If you have gold, silver, expensive yarn, gemstones, imagine what you can do with other countries.
如果你有这些金银铜，然后还有细麻山羊毛，还有这些各样的红宝石玛瑙，你想象一下，你经过这些国家的时候可以做什么？
But God says, give them to me.
但是上帝说，给我，奉献给我。
The word worship comes from two words, worth and ship.
其实这敬拜这个词呢，崇拜这个词呢，其实是由两部分组成的，一个是价值，一个是质量。It
means this is what God is worth, and we give it to Him.
这就代表着这就是上帝所配得的，我们把这个给他。This
worship team together just now led us and offered up to God songs and music because He is worthy.
刚刚我们的敬拜团队也给上帝献上，因为他配得。But
God never forces people to give to Him.
但是耶和华神从来不勉强人们，强迫人们要奉献。Paul
says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, each person should do as he or she has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or give out of compulsion, since God loves a cheerful giver.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书9章7节说道，个人心里想捐多少就捐多少，不要勉强，不要为难，因为捐得甘心乐意的人才是上帝所喜爱的。
This team spent all this time practicing and leading us to worship is because they want to do it.
这个敬拜团队花了一些的时间，然后是因为他们想要做这个事情。
Did Shirley force you to come?
我没有强迫大家要来。
Back in July, we have our VBS Children's Camp.
在过去六月份，我们有这个VBS 青少年的儿童的施工，儿童的大卫营。
We had over 100 kids over here at this church over 1 week.
在一周的时间里，我们有100多个孩子来参加这个营。
I was so amazed at how much sacrifice our brothers and sisters were willing to give for these kids.
我真的非常的惊讶，也感恩于多少的领袖，我们还有同工来摆上、来献上、来给这些孩子们。
Some of you took time off in order to serve at the camp.
有的领袖同有的领袖直接从工作的地方请假，然后就是要服侍这个大卫营。
Many of you served in the kitchen and cooked food for us every day.
有许多的弟兄姐妹，在厨房里做美食，然后每一天来供应。
The food was made with love.
这些食物是用爱心做的。
Just like the same food that you made to sell for our short-term missions trip, they were made with love.
就像是大家为短宣队来制作的精美食物一样，这也是用爱做的。
When we were swimming one day with the kids,
当我们有一天去和孩子们游泳的时候
，One little child swam up to me.
在营会中有一个小孩子，来告诉我说
，She said, "Pastor Arthur, can you baptize me?"
他说，阿塞牧师，你能给我施洗吗
？I said, "Why do you want to get baptized?"
我就问，你为什么想要施洗啊，受洗啊？
Because I want to follow Jesus.
他说，因为我想要跟随耶稣。
When that happened, I thought about Jesus leaving behind 99 to look for the one lost sheep.
当在那一刻，我想到了主耶稣，他撇下他圈里的99只羊，去寻找那一头失落的羊。
Is that one sheep worth all of our effort that 1 week?
那这一只失落的羊，值得我们一整周的辛劳吗？
In the kingdom of God, yes.
在神的国里，是的，值得。
The great hymn says, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride."
有一首著名的赞美诗歌《奇妙十架》这样说道：每逢思念奇妙十架，荣耀救主在上悬挂，从前名利富足金夸，我看如土，完全撇下。
The people of Israel gave their very best to God.
以色列的百姓给上帝耶和华献的是最好的。
Because he is worth it.
因为他配得。
But the book of Hebrews tells us that all the things that they made during Exodus was only a shadow, only something on earth, but it's not the real one.
但是在希伯来书中，我们了解到这些祭司的侍奉都是仿效和反映天上的事。
The book of Hebrews says that these objects serve as a copy, a shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was warned when he was about to complete the tabernacle. For God said, "Be careful that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown to you on the mountain."
希伯来书这样说道，这些祭司的侍奉都是仿效和反映天上的事，正如摩西建圣墓的时候，上帝指示他说，你务要照着在山上指示你的样式造各样的器具。
So what is the shadow of the real thing? What is the real thing then?
那大家就想问，那什么是这个天上这个真实事情的影像？那真实的事又是什么？
The real thing is Jesus himself.
那个真实的事就是主耶稣自己。
In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says that the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwell among us, and we have seen His glory, and glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音这样说，道成为肉身，住在我们中间，充满了恩典和真理。我们见过他的荣耀，正是父独一儿子的荣耀。
The word dwell is literally tabernacle.
这个我们平时翻译成居住的这个词，其实是会幕、帐篷、窝棚的意思。
The same tabernacle that the Israelites made so that God would travel with them in the, to the promised land is now Jesus is that tabernacle.
那以色列百姓为上帝所造的这个帐篷，我们称为会幕的这一个圣所。就是跟随着和以色列百姓一起一同走过旷野，然后去到应许之地的这样一个会幕，现在就是主耶稣基督。
And every object that was made in Exodus points to Jesus.
在会幕中所造的所有的这些器具，都指向了主耶稣。
In Hebrews chapter 8, it says that Jesus, the high priest, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and the true tabernacle that was set up by the Lord and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it was necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he wouldn't be a priest, since there are those who offer the gifts prescribed by the law.These are copies and shadows of the heavenly things. But Jesus has now obtained a superior ministry, and to that degree, he is the mediator of a better covenant which has been established for the better promises.
我们有这样一位大祭司，他现在已经坐在天上至高上帝的宝座右边，并在圣所里供职。这圣所就是真正的圣墓，不是人建的，而是主亲手建立的。所有的大祭司都是为了向上帝献礼物和祭物而设立的，因此我们这位大祭司也必须有所献上。他如果是在地上，根本不会做祭司，因为地上已经有照法律向上帝献礼物的祭司了。这些祭司的侍奉都是仿效和反映天上的事，但如今基督得到了一个更超越的任职，正如他担任了更美之约的中保，这约是根据更美的应许所立的。
If Israel was willing to give that much to God because he's worthy, how much more should Christians give in light of what Jesus has done?
如果当时以色列百姓因为和耶和华神立了一个约，就把自己最美的献上，那么在今天，我们面对着主耶稣基督为我们做的事情，应该多献上多少？
That's why Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, But everything that I gain, I consider it a loss because of Christ. More than that, I also consider everything to be a loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Because of him, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them as dung so that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. My goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, assuming that I will somehow reach the resurrection from among the dead.
这就是为什么使徒保罗会在腓立比书第三章这样说道。但是为了基督，我从前以为有价值的，现在认为毫无价值。不但如此，我看万事都毫无价值，因为认识我主基督耶稣最宝贵，我为他失去了一切，我把失去的一切视为垃圾，好得到基督，与他联合。我成为义人，不是因为遵行律法，而是因为信靠基督。这义从上帝而来，以信为基础，我渴望认识基督和他复活的大能，与他一同受苦，甚至到死的地步。这样，我无论如何都可以从死里复活。
One time, A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Alliance, was preaching
at a missions conference.
有一次宣信博士在一个宣教大会上这样讲道。
He spoke of the urgency of bringing the gospel to all the nations.
他开始说这个把福音传遍世界各国的迫切。
Afterwards, an old lady walked up to him.
在讲完之后，有一个年纪老迈的女士走向他。
She says this, and she gave him this box.
她给宣信博士一个盒子。
Inside the box were all her jewelry.
在这个盒子里面装着她所有的珠宝。
She said, Dr. Simpson.
她说，宣信博士。
I'm too old to go.
我太老了，不能去。
But I want you to sell all this.
但是我希望你可以卖掉所有这些。
And then use it to train missionaries and send them overseas.
并且用所得的钱财来支持宣教士，来培训他们，并且支持他们去宣教。
There were so many missionaries trained by A.B. Simpson that were sent to China.
有太多的宣教士被宣信博士培训，并且差遣到中国。
Many never came home.
有很多从来都没有再回到家中。
Because they died in China.
因为他们在中国死了。They
gave it their all.
他们献上了全所有。They
held nothing back.
他们毫无保留。Because
Jesus Christ is worthy.
因为主耶稣基督配得。This
church is not a church, it's not another organization or social group.
我们这间教会不是一个社会机构或者是一个社会团体。We
all serve in this heavenly tabernacle. That is Jesus himself.
我们都供职于这一座天上的会幕，就是主耶稣基督自己。Many
of you are not right now in Cambodia or BC.
大家中的在座的都没有到柬埔寨或者是
But you were so important in sending them there.
但是大家做了很重要的工，差遣他们去。
Every 包子
每一个包子
Every piece of art that we sold for the sake of Jesus was worth it.
我们所为了差遣能够差遣他们供应他们所做的每一个艺术品都是配得。The
Mandarin congregation has led the way in showing us what it means to give to a God who is worthy.
宣道会的国语部的弟兄姐妹已经彰显了一个带领了这一次带领了我们，然后也彰显了主耶稣基督配得我们要我们他们是怎么献上的。
You remind me often of that woman who gave all she got to Simpson and said, "Take this, sell it, and send the people to the world."
你们的施工使我想起了那个年纪老迈的女士对宣信博士所说的。 拿着这些卖了他们，并且差遣工人。
In a moment, a little after, Pastor Michael is going to lead us in praying for our short-term missions team, both of them.
过一会儿就邀请张牧师来为我们这两个宣教团队、短宣团队来祷告。
Let us continue to offer up our very best to the God who alone is worthy. Amen.
让我们继续来为这位配得的神献上我们。阿门。